Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tidal Effect. I am your host, Tyquisha Davis. Today is January 31st, 2024. We are finally at the end of this month, which is the new calendar year. I don't know about you guys, however, January kind of flew by, and I don't know if it's because I'm staying busy or if I'm just being. Without further ado, I just want to get into today's episode. I trust all is well with everyone. I just want to thank you for having an ear. I do want to start this episode by saying no healer heals anyone directly. A healer sets up a vibration, and that vibration represents the healed state. If the person that requires the healing decides or chooses to match that frequency for themselves, they've healed themselves. You give the idea, you give the vibration of peace, you give the vibration of joy, you give the vibration that goes with it. And it's simply just showing up as the energy. And they have to match it in order to feel it, in order to experience it, because they have their own reality. And we're only agreeing to appear to share the same reality. But there are different realities, and we agree to be in that same place, but it's not the same place. Because we are different people with different realities. The reality is your perception. The realities are the perspectives. In saying that, we don't always control what happens to us, but we always control how we interpret what happens to us, as well as how we respond. Whether we consciously recognize it or not, we are always responsible for our experiences. With great responsibility comes great power. The more we choose to accept responsibility in our lives, the more power we will exercise over our lives. Accepting responsibility for our problems is thus the first step to solving them. A lot of people are hesitant to take responsibility for their problems because they believe that to be responsible for your problems is to also be at fault for your problems. Responsibility and fault are not the same. For an example, if someone leaves a baby at your doorstep, it's not your fault. However, you are responsible for what you choose for that baby that was left on your doorstep. Fault is past tense, and responsibility is present tense. Fault results from choices that have already been made, and responsibility results from the choices you're currently making every second of the day. Every moment is a moment. There's a difference between blaming someone else for your situation and that person's actually been responsible for your situation. Nobody is ever responsible for your situations but you. Everyone loves to take responsibility for the successes and happiness, but taking responsibility for our problem is far more important, because that's where the real learning comes from. That's where the real life improvement comes from. To blame others is only hurting yourself. There is no blame. There are no victims. We know exactly what we're dealing with before we're dealing with, especially if you're someone who is connected and in tune with your intuition. Understanding that, again, fear can be three things. And it could be more than three. It's a newer one that came to me. Outside of Face Everything and Rise. it can be force energy and recycled, which means fear drains our energy and recycle it, using it as infinite food for food source. I've learned that people observe you not out of hatred, but because they see a light in you that they lack. To liberate yourself, you must distinguish between information, knowledge, and wisdom. I will say that again. To liberate yourself, you must distinguish between information, knowledge, and wisdom. The art of war is to quiet the mind and let the heart speak. I'm the river that flows through life roadblocks. Pain travels through families until someone is ready to feel it. Generational curse is avoidance. We come from people who act like it didn't happen or just sweep it under the rug. Pain is meant to be felt. You can also not see it as pain. You can see it as discomfort to get yourself through it. Y'all have to realize that we are creating our experiences by how we respond to the experiences. Change your definitions, change your meanings, and understand that as you continue to grow and evolve, your meanings and definitions are going to change. I know this was a very short episode. However, I just wanted to clear the way when it comes to being responsible for your life and over your life, and accepting that responsibility is to be free. And that's one of the things I communicate with my children all the time. They love to do their own thing. And the number one statement in our life is, in our household is, to be free is to be what? And they will say to be responsible, or Pharaoh would say to take care of your business. I am a mother who support my children, and I support them in whatever that they choose. However, in learning to be free is to be responsible, and as simply as taking care of yourself, doing the simple things. I love you guys. Pay attention to your children. And paying attention to your children is paying attention to the inner child within yourself. As within, so without. I love y'all. Until next time. Peace.